Welcome to the Dr. Nirvana podcast. I'm Dr. Nirvana, a board certified and licensed naturopathic doctor. I'm excited to bring you a healthy and unparalleled style to improving your health, happiness, and longevity. Get ready to receive practical and effective approaches for living your best life possible in under 15 minutes. Welcome to the Dr. Nirvana podcast. Today, I want to talk about a very harmful toxic metal that's abundant in our food supply. I'm referring to arsenic. It's a very potent metal that's also a mitochondrial poison which zaps your energy. And because of this, you'll never have the energy you desire as long as you're arsenic toxic. Where are we getting these toxic loads of arsenic from nowadays? The highest sources are in water, chicken, eggs, and rice. So in regards to water, the municipal supply of water is often considered the city or well water. You can actually look up your city water online and see what their reports include in terms of toxins and pollutants. You'll be shocked at how much is allowed to exist in your city water. All the more reason to not drink your tap water or even cook with it. Arsenic is also found in conventional chickens and eggs because arsenic is in the chicken feed that chickens are fed routinely around the world. Many chicken farmers like the feed that contains arsenic because it makes their chickens grow 50% faster. Farmers are paid by the weight of their chickens, so when the chickens grow faster, they weigh more and they're making more money. The chicken meat also looks healthier because of this, and the arsenic makes it look really pink. And what arsenic does to the chickens is doing to you as well. It fattens you up because arsenic actually poisons your enzymes and it affects how your cells metabolize fats. It basically skews how fat cells function, contributing to insulin resistance. So if you've been eating a lot of conventional chicken, you end up accumulating a lot of arsenic. While you think the chicken is actually healthy for you, this may be what's preventing you from releasing weight and feeling so bad. Arsenic is also going to be found in a lot of rices. I generally avoid rice from India and China because those types of rices are going to have more toxins in them because the air and soil in those countries are highly polluted. Interestingly though, rice from California was shown to have less toxins than rice grown in the southern U.S. There's an arsenic-based pesticide that was used in a lot of the soils in the southern parts of the U.S., such as Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana. So try to avoid rice grown in those areas. And brown rice stores more toxins because of the bran it contains. So what can you do if you love rice? Rinse your rice several times. This is one of the secrets as to why Iranian rice is so tasty and light. Actually, the U.S. Rice Foundation advises rinsing raw rice before cooking and using a 1-to-6 cup rice to water ratio when cooking it and then draining the excess water off after cooking. And if that wasn't enough, arsenic was and perhaps still is used in beer and wine industries as well. I know. What symptoms, however, would you expect to have with arsenic toxicity? Your symptoms can be vague, but arsenic is a powerful nerve and enzyme poison. It's associated with hundreds of symptoms beginning from fatigue, aches and pains, weakness, dizziness, and a lot of neurological symptoms. It can also cause anemia, blood sugar disorders, and it's implicated in several forms of cancers. It's also a very potent mitochondrial poison, as I mentioned before. Arsenic poisons the enzymes that transport nutrients into the mitochondria, which is the cell's energy producer. Without nutrients, the mitochondria can't produce the energy you need or allow the cell to function optimally. This is why I love my EMR tech device, my red light therapy device, and also recommend taking liposomal glutathione. Both of these products will help to heal the mitochondria while allowing for the cell to function optimally. I'll put the links for these products in the podcast description for you. How can you know if you have arsenic loads in your body? I offer a simple urine test for my patients through Doctor's Data that you can do at home. It'll actually test for a good number of other heavy metals too, so you'll know what you're carrying in your body. Lastly, vary your diet. Chicken is not the end-all be-all. I also test my patients on the Nirvana diet so we can know exactly which proteins are best for their body based on their genetics. All right, everyone, that's it for today's episode. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me on my new Instagram account at TheDrNirvana. Bye-bye, everyone.